Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17th Hill, thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Wayne Cruz. He's with Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, and he's the world's expert on the regulatory state of America, and the good, the bad, and the ugly, with emphasis on the bad and the ugly, and he's here to talk to us about some of the progress that's already been made, right, Wayne?
That's right.
I mean, when I heard him say that for every agency that adds a regulation, they got to take away two, I thought he's been listening to me and Wayne. He's channeling Wayne Cruz.
When he came in, after the election, he said he was going to get rid of two regulations for every one, and earlier than that, he said he was going to put a freeze on regulations.
Yeah.
And the first action he did when he came in January was to do that freeze, and then a week later he put out the order for two regulations have to go out for every one in. And somebody was joking me. They said, Wayne, what is the magic number of if we get all the agencies to just put out a whole bunch of regulations where we wipe out everything that's on the books right now?
Right.
Just put out a whole bunch of easy ones and wipe out everything that's on the books.
Right.
But his claim was he was going to get rid of 70% of regulations. You know, that was his quote, 70%
right.
can go.
Right.
And I thought, well, what is he talking about? Is he talking about the stuff that exists? Is he talking about all the stuff that's in the pipeline? Is he talking about what's being proposed? But I tell you, Jim, I was looking at the Federal Register. You know, I compile the stuff, but occasionally I'll go in and say, well, what the heck are they doing today? And a week after he issued the two-for-one order that you brought up, I looked at the Federal Register. It was 71 pages long. It's the shortest one I'd ever seen because, you know, you're talking about the Federal Register is tens of thousands, in fact, over 90,000 pages this past year. And most of everything in the Federal Register since the election, unless it's an FAA airworthiness directive or a Coast Guard drawbridge order, they're all eliminations of regulations.
Wow.
Everything is saying we are implementing
Talk about a reversal of current.
Jim,
it's like a river reversing its current, isn't it?
Regulation has stopped. That day when it was the shortest Federal Register of all, there was an EPA order in there that rather than issuing a new rule, it was putting a temporary hold on 30 other EPA
and
regulations.
And this is what the news media should be reporting. This is what the Democrats should be arguing about.
This is what they should report and argue about. They're arguing instead, you know, over Obamacare and whether it's going to be Obamacare Lite or just a renaming rather than a repeal.
This is completely going under the radar, isn't it?
Yeah, this is all
under the radar. And yet this is huge.
There's a tremendous amount of hatred for the Trump agenda by media. And a lot of that, you know, is the immigration issue and things like that. And, you know, that's something that'll be fought over. I guess there'll be a new order on that today. Replacing the other one, but just in terms of the economic liberalization that he promised, he's done each of the items that he promised, which I found pretty refreshing. Other presidents have done freezes on regulations, but they didn't do anything like this Trump order. At least when I pull up the register, I just pulled it up today, and all it is today in the Federal Register is more airspace directives and things like that. You know, just governing the commercial airspace over the airport. And the regulation has essentially stopped. There have been a few. You know, obviously when you do a freeze, you don't stop things that have a statutory requirement. You're talking about agency discretionary rules that the president has some authority over. But and of course, anything with a real immediate health and safety effect will always go through. But just in terms of the discretionary things that agencies are doing, it's stopped. And, you know, I do this 10,000 Commandments report, and soon we'll have out the new one showing how much regulation grew over the past administration. But I'm telling you, the interesting one is going to be next year's because for the first time, you know, I always joke, you wonder when a new president comes in, well, is the government going to be larger or smaller in 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
You'd like to think it could be smaller after this. But,
well, you know, let me ask you a question. if this can mm-hmm. persist, if this kind of cutting back of regulatory salt can be changed, the sea change can happen, and we actually not only stop making new ones or limit making new ones, but we mm-hmm. actually cut a bunch of them. What are the financial implications? I know the financial implications out here on Main Street. It's huge. I mean, talk about capital that can be used in a more productive way. I know what that is, but within the government, wouldn't that justify letting some government people go get a job in the private sector?
Well, sure it would. The thing about
wouldn't that be exponential cost savings for the government?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that will happen is if we can get all the regulations will always have macroeconomic effects, too. So if we can get rid of overregulation in environment and labor policy and small business and job creation, the financial sector, healthcare, if you can cut all that back, the economy can start to boom. I think the stock market, despite all the turmoil you brought up in the first section, you know, all the turmoil in Washington,
right.
The stock market, whether it's right or wrong, at least is sensing that we've got something of a business-friendly environment. And
sensing,
in a lot of ways, that's the thing that matters the most.
They're sensing that, but if you want to know how to really gauge all this, look at the NFIB report. That's the gauge for Main Street. The stock market is, folks, I mean, Wayne, I'd be very careful recommending to people that they gauge what they should be doing based on the stock market. The stock market is merely a leading indicator of itself these days.
Yeah, there was one of the we've talked about a lot of the Obama directives and executive orders and so forth, and one of them was to require companies to invest people's money in the market. And I said, no way, you don't want to do it just before there's a crash.
That's exactly right. Well, I'm afraid it's overheated right now. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Wayne Cruz. CEI.org is the website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.